Hello, this is Choices with your host, Judy Mario. Thank you for joining me today. We are talking about the choices that we make in our lives, and we know that we have many, many choices about everything, including our health. And our subject today is freeing your potential for self-healing. And I'm not saying that there's not a need for doctors or medical people, because there definitely is a need. What I'm talking about is assisting the medical world, the traditional medicine, in helping ourselves to heal. So many of us become sick, and we don't realize that we need to play a major part in this healing, that we need to do some things to assist the self-healing, because doctors can't do everything for us. They can only do what they know. They can only administer the medicine. And so we need to give it everything we can to help in self-healing. And also, we need to be aware that we don't want to get sick in the first place. What can we do to keep ourselves healthy and well? And so today I'm going to be talking a little bit about my journey, because I did overcome cancer. Yes, I had a traditional surgery to get rid of the initial tumors, and then went with the naturopathic medicine afterwards to do the self-healing. And, you know, hearing the diagnosis of cancer for the first time is probably the most alone you're going to ever feel in your life. And that's when you have to start making some decisions about what you're going to do and how you're going to take care of yourself. And I believe that's true for any kind of illness we get, whether it's muscular dystrophy or muscular sclerosis or diabetes or even the flu. I mean, we have to look at it and say, okay, what can I do to assist the medical profession with getting myself well? That is, if you want to get well. So we have to realize that we have to have that desire to get well. And if we have that desire, then we need to make every effort we can to assist and to become well. You see, your body, in cooperation with your mind and your spirit, is marvelously blessed with miraculous self-healing abilities. Our body is the temple of our life. It's what carries us around. It carries our mind and our spirit. And our mind and our spirit are the dwellers, what lives within the temple. So the mind and spirit maintain the temple. They keep it going. They keep it working. And your mind's intelligence and your spirit's inspiration will vitalize and quicken the body. And the three together, the body, the mind, and the spirit, cooperate to produce the most profound medicine ever, ever known. And it's right there within you. You see, you have this wondrous self-healing mechanism built right into you by the architect of the universe. And it's been built into all humans from the beginning of history. And this remarkable gift belongs to every person from the moment we are born. Unfortunately, most people have not known about the gift. You've entered into a circle of individuals who make this gift known. And freeing the potential of self-healing in your own life and sharing it with your family and friends and community will have marvelous effects. Remember, there was a long, long time ago, probably before you and I were born, way before you and I were born, that people didn't have fire. And keepers of the fire had the secret, and they had great power. And then it became known to many people how to make fire. And now people who ask for matches can have fire for no cost. We can have fire just by turning on our stove in the kitchen or our fireplace. We can just turn it on. And this is the same thing. This has always been there. It's just, how do we turn it on? How do we turn on the self-healing? See, right now you are involved in an equally extraordinary and historic moment. The keepers of the secret of healing have made an equally profound discovery, and the essential resources for healing, which are naturally occurring within each of us, can be activated purposefully at no cost to us. Think about this. Any injury or illness is spontaneously cured when these naturally occurring self-healing resources are operating optimally. Now, you have to make sure you are operating optimally. Have you ever noticed that when you cut yourself, you get a little paper cut on your finger, or you cut yourself with a knife, the wound heals automatically. And when you have a sprain or a bruise, it heals automatically. Now, when you have a broken bone, the physician must set the bone correctly, but then nature heals it spontaneously. When our natural healing ability doesn't function automatically, something is terribly wrong. Our spontaneous self-healing resources have become damaged or disordered. Formerly, we lived in a world where the only solution to this problem was thought to require physicians, hospitals, medicines, and tremendous expense. And if we really think about it, most of what we call healthcare doesn't authentically and actually improve health. Pain relievers, surgery may improve quality of life, but certainly they don't restore genuine health. Now, we know that the best and easiest and least expensive cure to rehabilitate the automatic healing capacity, and what we're talking about here is the immune system, is through self-healing methods. And the simple practices of focusing on things like our breath, how to apply self-massage, gently moving the body, and deeply relaxing, bring the natural relationship among the body, mind, and spirit back into balance. Research by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, this research was presented in the Healthy People 2000 report. It states that over 70% of all disease is preventable. And more recently, the New England Journal of Medicine reported that 8 out of 9 deaths occur from preventable causes. In 1996, on the eve of the 100th Olympic Games, the Office of the U.S. Surgeon General confirmed that simple, mild exercise significantly decreases the risk of many serious diseases. 60% of adults were found to be insufficiently active, and 25% were found to be completely inactive. So, let me ask you this. Are you sitting there in your chair doing nothing, or are you getting up in the morning and taking a walk around the block? Are you getting out there and simply increasing your physical activity just a small amount? Because if you do that, it will have powerful fitness-enhancing and disease-reducing effects. You've got to get some exercise. Your body was made to exercise, and you can't just sit at your desk all day, every day, and go home and sit at the dinner table and then sit in front of the TV. You've got to get up and get moving. Exercise is such an important part of turning on our self-healing ability. So, get out there and get moving. This is Judy Mario, and this is Choices. And we're talking about the choices that we can make every day in our lives to be even healthier. You know, the choices that we made up until now are what have brought us to where we are today, and we must accept the consequences of our choices. And too often our choices are determined by emotional attitudes and reactions to external circumstances without due regard to thoughtful decision. See, if we seriously think about it, we know that we need exercise, but there's so many of us that think, well, I'll do it tomorrow, or I'll start on Monday. Monday will be a good day to start. No, no, no. When we allow these negative emotional reactions to direct our choices, we find ourselves facing consequences we don't desire, and we do not want to be sick. Listeners, every show I do comes from you, and the things you have told me are important to you, and I want to be sure that we talk about what's on your mind. So be sure to write me, Judy, J-U-D-I, at judymario.com. That's J-U-D-I at J-U-D-I-M-O-R-E-O.com, and let me know what are the topics that you want to discuss. Today, we are talking about freeing your potential for self-healing. And the first thing that we spoke about was exercise. Get moving. Take the stairs instead of the elevator. Park your car a little further out. Walk a little farther. Whatever you can do, just remember, you are either getting better or you're getting worse. And if you will work on getting just 1% better every single day, you'll be amazed at how much healthier you will be. You see, the naturally occurring self-healing ability of your own body, mind, and spirit is the world's greatest healer. And this means that you, not someone else, but you, can reduce your risk of disease. Your best health insurance is to be sure that all of the self-healing mechanisms within you are operating at optimal level. There are three areas, all based on personal choice and personal action, that will maximize the activity of our naturally occurring self-healing ability. The first is our choice of attitudes and mental influences. When we choose to think and believe and act from a position of power, refusing to be a victim of circumstances, the healer within is automatically strengthened. And when we refuse to live under the influence of worry and doubt, the internal medicine is enriched. You know, my minister once told me that worry is a form of prayer, and that if you worry and doubt and think about it a lot, you bring about what you worry about. So we need to stop worrying and get past fear and get into faith. And we do that by remembering this, that our thoughts create our feelings. Our feelings create our behavior, and the behavior brings about the results we have in our lives. Let's go over that again. Our thoughts create our feelings create our behavior, and our behavior brings about the results we have in our lives. So if we aren't getting the results we want, maybe we need to think about changing our thinking, because we get so stuck in certain thoughts, and we don't realize that our thoughts are bringing about our results. I mean, how many times when you don't get the results you want, do you stop and think, oh, I better change my thinking? No, you don't do that. So we need to start thinking about, are we thinking positive thoughts, or are we worrying and have a lot of doubt? Let's go to faith, and let's start believing that we can be healthy, that we can be at our maximum health all of the time. And you see, attitude has a lot to do with what is around us. You know, we hear a minimum of about 5 negatives every hour if we're around other people at all. If you're in a workplace, you're going to hear at least 5 negatives every hour, and sometimes even more. And I believe that about 70% of the negativity that you and I hear every day comes out of our own mouths. How do we talk to ourselves? How do we talk to ourselves? Do we say negative things to ourselves? Do we say, I'm so stupid, I'm so dumb, I'm so ignorant, I could have done better, I should have done better? You know, we have to learn to talk lovingly to ourselves. Don't tell yourself that you're stupid or ignorant. Anytime you attach a negative word to the words, I am, what you're actually doing is you're breaking down your immune system. So you want to say positive words. I'm powerful. I'm effective. I'm good at what I do. I believe in myself. I know that this can happen. I believe in my positive future. These are what we call affirmations. An affirmation means that we are affirming something to be true even in the face of all doubt. So whatever it is that you want to be true about you, you affirm that. So each morning when you get up out of bed, before your feet hit the floor, say 5 good things to yourself. I'm powerful. I'm effective. I'm healthy. I'm happy. I'm smart. I'm intelligent. I'm beautiful. I'm at my perfect weight. Whatever it is that you want to believe about yourself, you need to start saying that to yourself every single morning. And say it throughout the day, and say it at night before you go to bed. Say it whenever you think about it. I even post my affirmations. I write them down on 3x5 index cards, And I put them where I can see them. I put one above my computer and one on the refrigerator door and one on my visor in the car. And I carry one in my wallet so that every now and then I just glance at that card and it reminds me to say that to myself. I'm powerful. I'm effective. I'm happy. I'm healthy. I'm good at what I do. People like me. I'm going to be successful. I'm making it happen. I'm making my success happen right now. So start doing that. Start talking positive to yourself. It's very, very important that you do that. The second area of choice is lifestyle. Lifestyle. Nutrition, exercise, rest, relationships, finances, work, spiritual practice, play, water intake, avoidance of alcohol and cigarettes. Well, you just didn't know there was so much to lifestyle, did you? But this is so important. If you're going to be healthy, think about what you're putting in your body. If you're putting a ton of sugar in your body, you are not doing yourself any good. So learn to eat vegetables. Vegetables that grow above ground are the healthiest vegetables. Green vegetables like kale and spinach and broccoli. I have a lady that works with me that she says, I don't eat anything green. Well, I just don't believe that the color of a food is going to keep you from eating it. I believe that sometimes the texture is something that we don't like. But the important thing is to think about it. What is going to make you healthy? And what if the only thing you had to eat was green? Wouldn't you eat it? Of course you would. And so think in terms of nutrition. Where are you going to get the most nutrition? You're going to get it from fresh fruits and fresh vegetables. And if you eat protein, fish or animals, be sure that it is not farm-fed. Be sure that you're not eating farm-fed fish. You want your fish to be wild. You want it to not have any kind of chemicals. Be sure that any beef that you eat does not have hormones in it. So you want to be sure to eat more organic foods in order to take care of yourself and be healthier. I know, I grew up in one of those southern families where we always had meat and potatoes at every single meal. Now I hardly have meat and potatoes at all because when I was going through my cancer experience, I learned how to eat more healthy. I learned to eat green foods. I learned to eat things that I had never really eaten before. I just kind of found them distasteful. But I had to learn to do it, and it made me healthy. I'm healthier now than I've ever been in my life. And what about water? I cannot tell you how many of my friends tell me, I don't like to drink water. I don't like the taste of water. But water is so important. Your body is made up of so much water, and you need to replenish that water daily. You need to drink those 8 glasses of water every day, and I know you don't like it. I have people tell me, well, I drink coffee or I drink tea or I drink orange juice, and it's the same. It'll do exactly the same because it's a liquid. That's not true. And if you want to find out about that, just wash your clothes in some orange juice or some coffee or some tea and see if you have the same effect, if your clothes come out as clean as they would as if you used water. Of course not. Of course not. And it's the same thing within your body. You're supposed to have that water in your body, so drink it, and don't whine about it. Drink it, and give up those soft drinks that are full of sugar and putting weight on you. Get rid of those. And let's talk about those relationships for a minute. Those people that were around that are negative and just cranky. Let's do something about those relationships. Let's either put some distance between us and those people, or let's talk to those people about the fact that we need them to be more positive when they're around us. Very, very important for you to do that. Now, the third area of choice is personal self-care, the practice of self-healing and health enhancement methods, breathing and meditation. Do you take the time every morning to sit down and just breathe and meditate? 20 minutes a day would make a major difference in your life if you would just sit very, very still. and meditate and pray. Prayer is so good for you. I found that when I was going through my cancer experience, I was praying almost 24 hours a day. I was constantly asking God to help me make the right decisions, to help me to find the right medication or the right avenue of treatment that I could go through. And God answered those prayers, and I started being healthier and healthier and healthier. And it was because of the breathing and the meditation. You see, so many times we talk to God, but we don't listen to God's answers. And that's what meditation is about. Meditation is about sitting there and listening to what God has to say to us. Just listening. And it's hard to be still for 20 minutes. You might just start with 2 or 3 minutes the first few days and then go up to 5 and then go up to 10. But start taking the time to listen to what God has to say to you. And then gentle movement of the body. I learned Tai Chi during this time of illness that I had, and the gentle movement of the body was so powerful. In fact, it's almost like a meditation to do Tai Chi. And give yourself a massage. You know, sometimes we don't have someone else to give us a massage. Massage is very, very good for us. It's good for our body. It helps us with deep relaxation, and it helps us with healing. But if you don't have someone else to give you a massage, give yourself a massage. Sit down and massage your feet, massage your legs, massage your arms, massage your neck. You can reach these places. Do this the first thing every morning to help you relax, to help you go out and face the day more relaxed. That will help you a great deal. I also took up journaling. And journaling is so very important for you to write in your journal every day what you've done for yourself, what you've done for your self-healing. In fact, I even designed a journal based upon what I was going through at the time. And the journal actually has a place for you to write your goals in all the 8 different areas of your life, as well as to write down every day what you accomplished, what you achieved, what you did for yourself. And it also has a place for you to put in there the things that you want to do for the rest of your life. And that's one of the important things, is setting those goals so that you have a reason to keep on living and a reason to keep on being healthy. So the journal has peel and stick goal starters in the back too, so that when you do something and you're really proud of it, you can just peel off one of those stars and stick it in your book. And it has 411 affirmations, so every morning you can read an affirmation. It's got more than enough for 1 year. And you can read your affirmations and remind yourself of how you want to be successful and how you are successful and how things are going to come into your life because you are doing the things you need to do to take care of yourself and to bring about that health and that self-healing. See, the time spent on applying these methods is going to be returned to you and even multiplied by your growing ability to generate abundant personal vitality, personal balance, and personal well-being. For every 15 minutes of health enhancement practice that you do faithfully, 15 minutes less time is taken up for looking for lost keys, 15 minutes less pain relief from over-the-counter medications, 15 less minutes will be spent in waiting rooms of doctor's offices. For every 15 minutes of health enhancement practice that you do faithfully, you're going to have incredible returns, absolutely incredible returns. So learn to complement your medical treatment with some self-healing methods. Learn to increase your vitality and master the stress in your life. Spread the knowledge of the healer within. It is no longer a secret. Tell people, help people learn to be healthier and happier. There is a brief and simple formula for self-healing and health enhancement. Awaken the medicine within. Restore the natural self-healing capacity of the body, mind, and spirit. And one of the most effective ways to activate this formula is the regular practice of the essential self-care methods that we have discussed here today. Very, very important. If you would like to know more about my journal, go to judimoreo.com, J-U-D-I-M-O-R-E-O.com, products, and you will find the Achievement Journal listed there, and you can take a look at it and see if this is something that would be interesting to you. I designed the journal so that you could achieve the success in your life that you want to succeed. And, you know, when I was going through the cancer experience, I used the journal to write down what I was doing every day for my self-healing. I wrote down about the colonics. I wrote down about the DVDs that I watched. I watched several very, very good DVDs during that time on natural healing. And it helped me to keep my mind focused on the positive things and focus on getting well. And so I would write this information in the journal every day. I watched the DVD, or I listened to the CD, or I read a book, or I went to a comedy store in order to laugh. Because, you know, laughter is a very, very important part of self-healing. If you haven't laughed in a while, you need to get together with some friends and make an effort to laugh. And what I mean by that is, go to a funny movie, listen to some old Bill Cosby tapes or something by some of the other comics, like, oh, Lucille Ball used to make me laugh all the time. She was just so silly that she was absolutely funny. Tell jokes with your friends, tell funny stories. Remember back when things happened to you that made you laugh. Maybe they weren't funny at the time, but now that you look back on them, you can say, oh my goodness, that was hysterical. I can't believe that that happened. And ask your friends about funny things that have happened in their lives. Because you see, when you laugh, you release endorphins from your brain. And your endorphins are like little Pac-Men that kind of run through your body. And they eat up the illness. They help you to have energy and they help you to be more well. And so you want to laugh all that you possibly can. This is Judy Mario, and today we have been talking about freeing your potential for self-healing. And self-healing is such an important part of our life. Now, remember, I'm not saying that you don't go to the doctor. I'm not saying we don't need medical care occasionally in our life. But what I'm saying is, how do we support the medical profession? How do we support our immune system? Because your immune system is really what helps you to heal. And you have to keep your immune system up. And you do that by having the right attitude, by having the right lifestyle, by including exercise, rest, nutrition, good relationships, spiritual practice, drinking your water, and staying away from the things that aren't healthy. And the third area of choice is that personal self-care. You must take care of yourself. You must believe in yourself. You must breathe and meditate and pray and have gentle movement of the body. And give yourself some massage. Give yourself deep relaxation. And write some healing scriptures in your journal. Write your affirmations in your journal. Write the positive things that you do in your life in your journal. And do this first thing every morning. You can be happy. You can be healthy. You can have the life you desire. Remember, you are more than enough.